Ah, there you go.
We went to the Christmas party.
Yes. We are fresh out of our Christmas party of 2018 for the company, Cumulus. It was a lot of fun. We went to this new venue, Monarch, which is right across the street from Penn Station, really close, well, MSG, where we are. And we're having a good old time. But Annie, I need to ask you a question.
I need
your opinion.
Okay.
Because something happened which... I just want to know your thoughts. So Christina and I went to the Christmas party together. Unfortunately, you couldn't come.
I know. It was the middle of the day. I had to go home.
Yeah, it was like a 2 to 5. Yeah.
New mommy crap. Oh, that is mean.
But true.
So we walked over to the Christmas party together. And it's all of, for those who don't know, Cumulus has 4 stations on our floor. So everyone from the station goes. It's not just separated from PLJ, ABC. Everyone goes together. And there are some people that maybe I don't know at PLJ, or you guys may not know at ABC, and vice versa with the other stations. But I don't feel like, I feel like if you guys pass each other in the hallway, I wouldn't have to be like, oh, Annie, this is Mike from, what, that's a fake name, but Mike from ABC. And I feel like if I work here, I would just introduce myself to this person because
right.
we work on the same floor. So we were at this company party and we're at the bar and Christina and I are grabbing a drink and someone, a male from WABC, was standing next to us and we were all kind of chit-chatting. And you guys have seen this guy hundreds of times. I don't know if there's ever been a personal introduction, but after he walks away, Christina goes, well, why don't you ever introduce me to him? And I'm like, what?
First off, hold on.
But my question is, if you guys all work on this floor, why should that be my job? I feel like you should.
It wasn't your job, but he came up to you and started talking to you, having a conversation with you. It was the three of us. He probably doesn't even know my name, but does see me all the time because I go and bother you at your desk and he's there all the time. And I always feel bad because it's a person that probably shouldn't see you like messing around at your desk with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, like it's the three of us. You guys were in mid-conversation. What was I supposed to do? Be like, hi, I'm Christina. Like, no, I felt like Lexi should have been like, this is who I have my podcast with. This is Christina from 95.5. Hello.
This is such a tough one because at first when you told me Lexi, I'm like, I mean, come on, Christina. We pass this guy like every day. There could have been a point where you're like, hey, by the way, what's your name? I'm Christina.
Well, now it's too late. We got so close yet so far.
But on the other hand, in our company, you know, there's like the country station, the PLJ and ABC. Like you said, we are all so separated. So us on PLJ side feels so separated from ABC. Like it almost feels like it's two different companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like maybe in the midst of that conversation, it's not your responsibility, Lexi, to do mm-hmm. that. But maybe because you and this person were in a conversation that Christina's like kind of outside the circle.
Yeah.
It could have been like, hey, by the way, did you guys ever like meet each other? Like this is great. But that's not you.
That's what I was looking for.
You're not supposed to do that. That's not like your yeah. responsibility. But I think in the middle of that situation, because mm-hmm. clearly Christina felt awkward because you guys were going, you know, talking.
But Lexi's the kind of person that she's like a tough like cookie. She would go in there and be like, hey, I'm Lexi, by the way. This bitch didn't introduce me.
I don't know. So after I just explained the story, I see what you're saying, Christina. Like I could have just maybe introduced you. But in my mind, because you guys see each other every single day, I didn't think I would need to mediate that.
Or be like a formal.
Says hello to me. This
okay.
person
but
never
you
says
never
hello.
Say hello to
yeah.
him either.
Because like, what am I supposed to be like, hello, I'm over here at the desk again.
Is it because you were in more of a casual setting and it was a bar, so you felt
yes,
like it'd be more casual?
It was like there was no one around us at that moment.
Okay, but then on the other hand, Christina, you could have said like, hey, look, we pass each other all the time. By the way, I've never had a chance to really introduce myself. I'm Christina. I work over at PLJ.
But I'm a
that shouldn't be
on. Sandwich. I get uncomfortable.
So it's kind of like 50-50
it's
here.
50,
although
maybe me 70, you 30.
No.
I mean, you 70. Sorry, you
yeah,
70,
yeah,
you, me 30.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Well, you know, is it because maybe you had a couple cocktails and you were thinking he was kind of cute?
We weren't really that far in.
Anne-Marie,
she was
this
sober
is a
into it.
Top-notch guy at WABC, and you're trying to find out if I think he's a hottie or not.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're saying.
But anyways, talking about wingmen.
Do we have another issue going on here?
Well, I wanted to hang in partay, go to the after party and stuff. But Lexi's like, gotta go, gotta catch my train. Mm-hmm.
First of all, you made that scene.
Girlfriend, we are running on coffee and cocktails. tails.
Oh,
okay.
She was running home.
To the...
To the...
Tails?
Oh, God.
The tail out.
You're dirty. You're dirty. No. So what you're saying now, like, I wanted to go out and I wanted to drink. You didn't say that. You
just said, so did.
You said, oh, would you want to go? You didn't. The energy that you gave me was not like,
I
need to go.
I mentioned it a couple times and this is the response I got. No. Like, if I stay out, I won't get up and go to the gym tomorrow. No. Like, my schedule will be fucked up. Like, I have to. And I'm like, you go every day? She's like, I go every single day. She's persistent. She's a persistent person.
But
be persistent.
Both.
But there was so many people going that you were talking to, so I said, everyone's going, you should go.
But she needed
so
you.
This is what happened, Linda.
She said, okay, I'll hang. And then she texted me on my way home, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, you know it's bad, Lexi, when I was upstairs doing something, I come down, I had a missed call from Christina at 5:30. I immediately call her back. To no answer, and I'm thinking she's out drunk, she's having a good time, which I assume you guys all went out after.
I was at the train station by myself looking for some lovin's.
Oh,
that's why I called.
5:30 in the morning?
No, at night, and it was like 6 something, Annie.
See here, okay, now this is another thing. Oh God, poor Lexi, I feel so bad for like
I'm just a shitty person.
God, we love you. You're the greatest person on the planet.
But she's funny because she could either let loose or not let loose
at
all.
That's
she's black or white, man. There's no gray.
That's what I'm confused about because you go in and you let loose and you know how to let your hair down and go. And I remember, were you there 2 years ago at the Christmas party? Because I couldn't go last year. I was pregnant, but the year before.
I was. We
went crazy. We danced. And then there was an after party.
And I went to the after party. I was out all night.
We were out till like 11 o'clock at night. I mean, mozzarella sticks were getting served.
Must have been nice.
Lots of mozzarella sticks.
But at that time, you were single, correct? So it's different.
Yes, I was.
So you were kind of like, we were all out, like ready to let loose, mingle and party.
2 years ago? Probably not.
It was 2 years ago. Oh, no,
I might have been with Tommy.
Oh, that doesn't help your cause at all. Sorry.
No.
Look at the look
of it. I actually have, it sounds so Grammy? Old?
Granny.
But I also, 2 years ago, I was still with PLJ. I know this sounds so weird, but I really don't want to let loose with my coworkers. I feel like if I take it too far, or if I get too drunk, or I'm on my 10th tequila shot, I'm embarrassing myself with coworkers. And I don't know if
that.
I like that.
Wait.
Like, you guys are friends. So if I do that with you guys, I'm friends with you outside, so I'm okay. But then if I see, you know, my program director the next morning and I'm like, hey, don't remember what I said to you, I don't like that.
But like, we could have just hung out, got food, had like a couple more drinks.
If it was on a Friday, girl, we would have went out till 3 in the morning.
But Lexi did make a mistake of buying everyone a round of shots. And somehow, I think you got like the best tequila they had at that bar because you rounded for like 4 people, she paid like $100.
What?
It was,
yeah.
It was more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Why
so,
are you spending $100?
Did you ask for a specific brand of tequila? Because she gave me house tequila and I only paid $12 a shot.
And wasn't it open bar? Why are you buying shots?
Wait, how? Okay, this is what happened. So I went to the bar. I wanted me, Christina, and Johnny from PLJ to have a round of shots.
That was just us three?
And then one of our engineers was at the bar and he was like, oh, I'll do one too. And I'm like, sure. Like,
was
I'll get us 4 shots. Tech engineer. Same
I thought it
family.
Was a sales guy.
No,
who
no,
had
no, no, no,
money,
no.
But wasn't offering to put it up.
Christina's about to go in on that person. Cheap ass.
But I also feel if I'm offering the shot, I'm going to pay. I'm not going to say, let's do shots and have someone else pay. But anyway, so the point is, I go to the bar. I asked for 4 tequila shots and I asked her how much was each shot because depending on how much I would get the better brand. But
right.
I didn't know. She goes, oh, they're all base $16, every tequila brand, which I probably should have taken a second to think about, but I honestly, I was like, okay,
like, whatever.
So I got Patron and I got 4 Patron shots.
Ooh.
So after tip, it was like 76.
Ooh.
So it hurt, but it was one round. It's fine. But now that I'm thinking about it,
she gave me
that makes no sense.
Bill that I got charged. She said, "What kind of tequila?" I said, "It doesn't matter." Which on her, good thing for that bartender, because she could have gave me the most expensive one. She gave me house tequila. Boom, boom, 2
yeah.
shots.
That's also another thing. I also get nervous. Like when I'm in an environment of partying and a vibe, I can just go wild. I want everyone to have a good time. I want myself to have a good time. So I knew I didn't want to get there. I just knew, like,
and
keep
you know
it in
what?
House, Lexi, and then go home and then I'll get tanked with Rufy another night.
In that case, you're absolutely correct then. I live by that policy. I do not get drunk in front of coworkers, and I did that once, and it was a big mistake.
She laid it on me. We heard about that one.
Yeah, because, like, imagine it's people you work with day in and day out, and though you may love them or care about them when it comes to the work environment, there may be shit that bothers you that builds up, and then you have a couple drinks, and you're like,
and
you know what? You're an asshole. And then after the fact, you're like, oh, wow, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's why working, like, drinking with coworkers is a, that's tough.
So that was my first holiday party. Like, we used to, at my old job, we used to get food catered, and that was it. We'd eat at our desk, but that was it. But this was my first, like, outing at a holiday party. And I was really excited, and I felt awkward when I first walked in. But, you know, people said hello. But what bothers me is the people that don't say hello. Like, you walked past me 6 times. I know you very well. We say hello every day, but at this holiday party, you're going to act like I'm not standing right next to you.
Really?
Yeah. It irked me. I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, what makes you so special that you can't pop in and say hello? I would have said hello, but I felt like they were, like, purposely, I don't know, like,
that's
making
weird.
Me feel invisible.
That is weird.
Maybe I'm all in my head. I'm a very conscious, crazy person. But
no, you're not.
No, when Rufy and I first walked in, it was still a little quiet, and the alcohol wasn't flowing too much yet. And you know when people drink more, it gets more comfortable and louder and crazier. So it was still that dead feeling, because I even felt uncomfortable, but then I walked up to the group that I should have introduced Christina to. And,
you betcha.
But now, how do I handle that the next time? How do I
don't
backtrack?
Feel obligated now. Now I know that I had to put on my big girl pants around you. That's all.
No. I feel like I'm a very good wing woman, but I honestly didn't know that was my role here. I also didn't know you were interested.
It wasn't your role.
This was the first I've ever heard of it. Have you ever heard of it? She thinks he's a good-looking guy?
No, it wasn't that I was thinks he's a good-looking guy. But you do know that I've been looking for more work.
Oh.
So this would have been a nice person to introduce me to, because you know that I've been looking for more work. In your defense,
I don't like when you say that, not your problem.
But you're not. Your concern isn't if I get more work or not.
Hell yeah, it is. You're one of my best friends, and of course I want you to do well in anything that you do.
Yeah, but that's not the top on your list.
I think she just assumed that we see him every day, so that I think you may have to pull up your big girl pants and go, hey, you know what? I'm so-and-so. I work over
at PLJ. Wasn't that I thought the person was cute or not?
Oh, this whole time.
For me, it was together
to the wing woman thing. Like, you thought he was hot, and you're mad she didn't introduce, and then she left you hanging, and then you were stuck at a Christmas party.
It was networking. I've been working part-time and for nothing, and I'm ready to be a big girl and make big moves. It'd be nice to meet people who could help me out a bit, you know?
Oh, we got that.
So it's not that you both are single?
Let's take a shot, because I'm getting flushed over here.
You're getting fired up, girlfriend.
So actually, Annie, being the bartender that you are in you, they had like two specialty drinks that you could choose from. So I loved mine. Mine was Truth or Dare. I don't know why it was called that. But it was like blood orange, tequila, like a lime juice. I don't know, lime, and then orange liqueur, whatever that.
But you could taste
so good. Oh, it was so good.
Then they had the blue one, which I felt like I kept ordering the Truth or Dare because I felt like it was more classier. Because the blue one, the Hullabaloo, was it called?
it looked like a Malibu Bay Breeze or something.
Not that it looked like a Malibu Bay Breeze, but it had cotton candy in it, and I was like, okay, you know, be a big girl.
Hullabaloo,
the Hullabaloo. It was vodka and like cotton candy and some blue liquor in it or whatever. So
they have food.
It was vodka.
I wish they had more food. They had little pickies.
Yeah, they had.
Oh God, pigs in a blanket.
No pickies.
Like pickies. Like pickies. Like they give you a napkin.
You just pick.
Do you have any bonuses or anything? Were they gift cards given out or anything?
Oh yeah, there was a raffle and I lost my first ticket, so she gave me another one. I don't know what people won, but our boss, the top guy, he gave a speech.
Yeah,
it was really like empowering. He amped us up after having a few drinks. Was so nice at the Monarch. It's a rooftop bar in NYC, and when you look up, there's all these Christmas decorations because it's a rooftop, but half of it's hooded, and then you could go outside, but you could see through the ceiling, and there's all these Christmas decorations, and right above you is the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty.
So stinking beautiful. Yeah, so check it out.
Where's
the Monarch
located? Where can people find it?
On
35th and 7th. Right by Macy's. I think it's inside the Marriott.
Oh, so it's like right outside of Penn Station. That's perfect. So if anybody can just take a train in.
We missed you though, Annie.
It was 6th.
I know, I missed you. I'll make up for it next year.
Yeah, well,
for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to go. I wonder if it'll be at the same place, but it was a good time.
I'm still here. We'll see.
Well, cheers to the new year.
Cheers.